At 5:30 tonight, the Grand River Conference crossover game for the Milan Wildcats will be played at Legion Field. Milan will host the Cardinals of North Andrew, who certainly have a nice healthy drive from over in the northwest corner of the state all the way over to Milan. That'll be the matchup with six playing six in the crossover matchups here tonight in the Grand River Conference. It's one of the things that I guess it would be something that if you handle it the right way, as we're joined here by Coach Nate Dodson, handle it the right way, you get to see a different opponent that you don't see every day, and if you play well, I think it helps you.
Absolutely. We're really in search of a win right now. We've kind of had a rough couple weeks playing some great competition. Definitely can't take anything away from them. But looking forward to coming out tonight and getting a ball game in and hoping to play well and gain a little confidence here before we head into the next week where we've got a pretty busy schedule and two home games and away game, and then we've got the Princeton tournament a week from Saturday. So a win would be big for us, especially before playing an old conference opponent in Schuyler County on Monday night at home.
You're kind of stuck in that rut where at home you just played some really tough people, Trenton, Gallatin, North Harrison, and then you played two really good teams on Saturday at the Nan Carter tournament. So the competition, as you said, has been up, but the girls are just kind of at the point, I'm sure now, of just getting a win, getting in the win column, getting some confidence going.
Yeah, getting over that hump. I mean, you know, we played North Harrison twice in the last week. We had them at Trenton, and then we had Plattsburgh, who's an excellent ball team as well at Trenton, and then of course we know the day was shortened by rain, but we've had some tough competition and hopefully some of those battles will make us a little bit better. I mean, it's tough to see in the on the scoreboard, but we have in a lot of areas gotten a lot better, I feel. And you know, I thought even with the scores on Saturday, I still feel like we did a lot of things the right way, didn't necessarily take care of opportunities that maybe present themselves. If we had runners on base who didn't convert in a couple opportunities that we had, and you know, it's a different ball game if you're able to get on the board and take advantage of runners in scoring position. We just weren't able to do that, but I felt like defensively Saturday and even last week we got a lot better throughout the week, and definitely on Saturday our defense was pretty good. But you're playing to get some really, really good offensive teams there in Plattsburgh and North Harrison. So, certainly you want to get in the win column, but at the same time, you still see your team getting better, and you know that you're playing some pretty tough, pretty stout competition at the same time.
Does it help the girls with preparation, Coach, that you know, it's very easy to, they know the Trenton girls quite well, they know what Gallatin has, they know what North Harrison has, and they know that they're facing good teams. Does it kind of help them with preparation that they don't know as much about North Andrew tonight?
I think so. Absolutely. I mean, sometimes not knowing, and even as hard as I can scout, you know, I try not to share too much information with my kids unless it's a certain situation, maybe a pitcher and a catcher type deal. But as far as hitters' tendencies go and where kids have been hitting the ball and driving the ball, you get stuff and, you know, you kind of adapt to it in the game, unless it's just a game plan going in that you're making an adjustment to. Sometimes it's nice not knowing quite as much as as what you could know as a player, and that way you don't overanalyze the situation and you don't overthink it, and you can just go out and let the game come to you and not worry about what they do, but just worry about the things that you can control. And I definitely think that can be an advantage at times.
Is there a sense of, maybe it's something that the coaches talk about, playing for the Eastern Division and playing for that pride of beating the Western Division opponent for a night like tonight?
Absolutely. We talked about that even in our conference meeting last year, going in with the East. We were all very proud of how we came out. You know, we know that our side of the conference is very tough. Man, when you have Trenton as a powerhouse in Putnam County and, Gallatin, even Polo Maysville, I mean, we're a tough conference all the way around. And even looking at the scoreboard, you just didn't know what was going to happen on a given night. And you certainly knew Trenton was going to be good and Putnam, and they definitely were, finishing at the top of the conference. So that was something that we took pride in as coaches, though, last year, going into our all-conference meeting for the Eastern side of things, just that we were able to sweep, I think, all but one of our schools. Going in, you definitely have that as a pride factor. And then you can relay that message to the kids as well when they know the type of competition that they – gone up against all year. If your side of the conference is able to come out and perform well on this night, it definitely, there's a lot of pride there for everyone involved.
I'm kind of looking at North Andrew a little bit here, and I'm kind of like you. I don't know what they have necessarily, but Misha has their record at 4-11, and I'm kind of looking at some of the losses that they've had and some of the wins that they've had. I'm sure you kind of have the same thoughts I do in looking at North Andrew, Coach. They look like, with some of the people that they played close to and some of the people that they've beaten, kind of better than your run-of-the-mill 4-11 team.
Yeah, you know, when I look at the scoreboard, I guess, I think that, you know, they've played even the teams that they've played that have a better record or a winning record, opponents that they face, they've played them close. So, you know, they could be a team right there that's just trying to get over the hump. You know, we've had some teams before. I've had some teams here before, you know, that are 8 or 9, 10-win ball teams, and you're looking at 6 or 7 runs in that season at being a 18-2 or 18-3. So, I mean, I've had several teams that have been like that in the past where you're just trying to get over the hump. You've lost a couple of one-run games, two-run games that have been tough ball games or an extra innings. And definitely not overlooking anybody. You know, we talked about our strength of schedule over the last couple of weeks, but we definitely, the one that we dropped that we'd like to have back was that South Harrison game. You just can't take anybody for granted based on what their record says or indicates or what the scoreboard says. You have to come out and be ready to play and fire on all cylinders, no matter who you're going against. And we're definitely not taking anything at all for granted. And I'm sure, you know, especially like we talked about the pride in between divisions here with the East and the West. And they're going to come with something to play for tonight in that aspect as well. So we've got to just come out and handle business and hope that we can just control the things that we're able to control and hopefully be okay.
Yeah, you figure that when you match up 1-1 and 2-2 and 3-3 and so on, that the matchups are going to be even, because you do get the teams that finish in the same slot in their particular division, so that's the mindset tonight. If you can win tonight, Coach, I think you hit on something earlier. It's very, very true. You have a winnable game against Schuyler County on Monday, but from playing Schuyler County many, many years in the past, you know, generally you got to play well to beat the Rams.
Yeah, there's never been an easy game that we've had against them. You know, we've probably split over the years as far as win-loss record against them, but every game that we fought against them has been a tough ball game. Always a one-run ball game, two-run ball game is about what you can expect with that matchup. And we've even had a couple of extra inning ball games over them with them in the past. So, I think that they're definitely going to be a scrappy ball team. They've got a heck of a tough conference that they play in now. And they're ready any time that they take the field. So, and they expect to win. So, you know that you're going to have a tough matchup. And we definitely, going into the night, you know, if you walk away with a win, you definitely want some confidence going into that Schuyler County game on Monday.
Now, it's definitely been kind of a roller coaster ride here for Mineland. They started very well, had a nice winning streak. Now they've hit a little bit of a losing streak as they played some of the teeth of the conference schedule. It looks like there's some smaller schools in the schedule coming up. Lynn County, Novinger next week. The Princeton tournament a week from Saturday. Brookfield end the regular season. So we'll see if Mineland can get this thing straightened out and maybe get a winning streak as they head toward districts here in a couple of weeks. It's head coach Nate Dodson, the Lady Cats. Coach, I know you got some rain over there this morning, so get that field all dry and good luck against the Cardinals tonight.
Hey, we're working on it, and we appreciate the coverage, Tom. Take care. You have a nice evening.